This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Indian equity benchmarks ended in the red today, snapping the winning run of last two consecutive sessions as investor sentiment remained subdued due to a lack of the major positive triggers. The Indian market opened higher but lost steam soon and also traded in the lower territory for most part of the day. The 30-share Sensex failed to hold the 40,300 mark and eventually closed 73 points or 0.18% lower at 40,284, while the NSE benchmark Nifty slipped by 11 points to 11,884. The loss of the broader market was capped by positive global sentiment as global markets traded near record highs after Beijing cut a key interest rate for the first time since 2015. Back home, BSE Midcap and BSE Smallcap indices outperformed the benchmark Sensex, closing with gains of 0.44% and 0.27% respectively. Now, on the sectoral front, BSE Telecom logged a strong gain of 3.4% followed by metal, healthcare and basic materials that rose over 1% each. On the other hand, capital goods, auto, IT, energy and FMCG were among the sectors that ended marginally lower today. Experts also suggest that the US-China trade talks, crude oil prices and the movement of the Indian currency will be key factors that will steer the mood of the markets. Now, the top Nifty gainers today were Bharti Airtel, Tata Steel and UPL that rose up to 4%. The top Nifty losers today included names like Yes Bank, which fell about 4%, followed by Britannia Industries and Bajaj Auto, both falling almost 2%. Now, there were a whole lot of stocks that were in news today. Let's start off with Reliance Communications. The share price touched its 52-week low today of 0.57 rupees, falling more than 3% after the company's chairman Anil Dhirubhai Ambani tendered his resignation as the director of the company. Now, BPCL share prices also ended with gains of over 3% after the government said it is aiming to sell their stake in the company by March 2020. Glenmark Pharma share prices surged over 21% after the global research firm CLSA had upgraded the stocks to buy from sell and raised the target prices to 410 rupees from 350 rupees per share. Tata Steel share prices gained about 4% after the company completed stake sale in Nat Steel Vina Company Limited. It signed an agreement with the Vietnam-based Thai Hong Trading's joint stock exchange company to divest its entire equity stake held in NSV. A volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like BPCL, PFC, Muthoot Finance, Concor and Glenmark Pharma. Long build-up was seen in Glenmark Pharma, Vodafone Idea and Bharti Airtel, whereas short build-up was seen in stocks like Siemens, Concor and Hero MotoCorp. Now, the price action of Nifty over the last few sessions does suggest that the market is in a flux for the near term. This is as per technical experts. Now, the three very crucial levels on the index to watch out for would be 11,867, 11,946 and 11,931. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 and 12,200, whereas maximum put open interest is placed at 11,600 and 11,500. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.